USA News. I'm Rich Johnson.
This is an unfortunate situation for the citizens of this country.
NAACP head Derek Johnson on the Supreme Court decision that strikes down affirmative action, both private and public universities taking race into account when deciding who to admit. NBC Justice correspondent Julia Ainsley says the hints of this ruling came during oral arguments a few months ago.
Harvard tried to argue, this is just like trying to get an oboe player on our orchestra. We would look out for oboe players just like we would look at race and trying to diversify our student body. At the time, Chief Justice Roberts said no, because we didn't have a civil war over oboe players and we did over race.
The court reversed a 20-year-old ruling, now saying that taking race into consideration violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Legal experts say the ruling will change the landscape of education in the USA. From the southwest to the deep south, it's another day of triple-digit temperatures as the life-threatening broil continues. Some areas could see some relief in the form of thunderstorms. This could be the last of the worst days of the latest batch of smoke drifting south from Canadian wildfires. Health officials are warning you to stay inside, especially if you have breathing issues. And pack a picnic if you're heading to the airport, because making your flight will be no picnic.
I was delayed Sunday night coming in for weather, and so patience is a virtue.
That man in Miami is among thousands who are once again dealing with delays, some from the weather, some from staff shortages at FAA control centers. FlightAware counts more than 2,000 canceled or delayed flights so far. Another better-than-expected economic report. The Commerce Department says the economy grew at an annual rate of 2% in the first quarter. Oregon will now allow half the pumps at a gas station to be self-serve. Oregon and New Jersey have been the only states that ban self-serve gas sales. This is USA News.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this month with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 100 different wines, including Cabernet, Sparkling, Pinot Noir, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Find what you love, love what you find, at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Life on Mars, beyond the famous song, is going to be quite a long, complicated, difficult task for humans. Now, four people have begun a year-long simulation in a ground-based vessel at the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
We're trying to replicate a lot of what we'd expect for Mars, including long-term isolation and confinement.
NASA researcher Suzanne Bell says part of that confinement is limited contact with the outside world.
They'll be on a communication delay back to Earth, including mission control and family and loved ones. That's a 22-minute delay.
That's how long it will take signals to travel from Mars to Earth or the other way around. Another way they're making it as real as possible, almost no earthbound food for a year. An Oregon man's facing a long list of firearms charges. Federal prosecutors searched Joshua Lampe's Eugene home last summer and found dozens of guns and other items. They came back 4 months later and found even more, including pistols that had been converted to fully automatic. Lampe is scheduled to go on trial in September. And here's a new twist to the problem of illegal border crossings. A man from India faces up to 3 years in prison here and then deportation for smuggling fellow Indians into the USA via Uber. Ranjitir Paul Singh admitted being part of a longtime smuggling ring that would bring people in from Canada at the border in Blaine, Washington. Singh says his cut over 4 years was more than $500,000. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.